Hi, this is Kevin Clark. I'm Chief Correspondent for America Magazine. I'm speaking today with San Diego Bishop Robert McElroy, who just yesterday, announced that he is planning a diocesan-wide synod to discuss the latest apostolic exhortation from Pope Francis and the impact that Morris might have on life in San Diego. Thank you for speaking with us today, Bishop McElroy.
You're very welcome. Great to talk to you.
Great. And now, I've heard of other dioceses that have conducted synods that were more or less on local issues. I don't think I've ever heard of a synod being called to discuss a specific exhortation like this. Is this a common...
No, I'm not aware of any. I'll tell you what it grew out of. Two elements. One is, we were discussing here at the diocese with the priest council and then with the lay leadership of the diocese, how to have structures to build in ongoing lay input in important areas of the life of the diocese, input as to decision-making. And so one of the themes that emerged from that discussion was the idea that Pope Francis has been talking about, synodality. That is, it's a way of being church. It's not so much a synod is a given meeting, but rather synodality is the call to integrate widespread decision-making into the church in a structured way that brings together all the different dimensions of a local church to look at the questions that are presenting themselves to it. So we came upon this first as a notion of trying to, on an ongoing basis, integrate particularly lay opinion, decision-making at the highest realms of the diocese. Most dioceses, of course, have a pastoral council, but this is a way of bringing a broader group in and having it very focused. So the structure, if this works well, and I hope it will probably, every maybe 2 years, we'll have one here in the diocese on particular themes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So yeah, this is not a one-shot deal.
It's not a one-shot deal. Now, I like creativity and experiments, so I'm. This is presuming it works well, but it yeah. struck me it was an opportunity to have broad lay input in a very focused way on topics of great importance in the local church, and to come out of it with an action plan that would be kind of supervised and supported in very specific ways by an ongoing group from that synod of priests, lay, and religious. And so that's the model. And so that is the first impulse was synodality, a way of decision-making. The second was then to focus on the apostolic exhortation that was at that time going to be coming forth on marriage. And so I'm not aware, though, of other dioceses, everyone I know, when they have a diocese, it's a general look at the life of the diocese or a broad range of issues within the life of the diocese. So this is a different type of synod.
Yeah, because you're focusing specifically on the apostolic exhortation of Amoris Laetitia.
Yes.
And why did you think this document was so important to the life of the church that it required this sort of bold... maneuver on your part?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is that the substance of it, namely marriage and family life, is right at the heart of the pastoral agenda of the church, and thus the topic itself, as the Pope mentioned when he was calling the synods, the two synods that they had in Rome, lies at the heart of the Christian moral life basically for everyone in various ways. So the topic itself is important. And also, I had the feeling, and it turned out to be correct, that in that apostolic exhortation, the Pope would also talk about broad themes of gradualism, of inclusivity, which are focused in that document on marriage and family life, but really are themes on the general life of the church and how we integrate those.
Now, I was going to ask you about those, some of those themes, the internal form of conscience, for instance, and the gradualism. These are not concepts that are kind of familiar to every lay Catholic. Are you going to work on preparation before the synod is actually held?
Yes. Basically, what we're going to do is I've asked each parish, each parish will have one representative, and then I'm going to invite them to be part of preparatory committees. There are five themes that I outlined, drawn from the Apostolic Exhortation, that are going to be the focus of our synod. And so there are going to be five preparatory committees, and I'm going to invite the representatives, lay and religious and priestly, to be on those committees and help come up with working documents going into the synod that will provide pathways, and then the synod, in which will be the moment of deliberation, will look at those, call them, and then decide which ones to go with and how to do it. I think a good part of the education of the delegates to the synod is going to be in that preparatory set of sessions. I'm also, of course, asking them to read the document, and hopefully within the life of their parish to have ways of talking about it with other parishioners, so they get some input from their fellow parishioners on the themes of the Apostolic Exhortation.
Now, are you going to be developing a Cliff's Notes version of it? It's quite long.
Actually, there's a study guide that just came out. It's a book, and so they're supposed to have a copy to me soon, and I'm hopeful that will be something we can use in general in our parishes, not just for the synod, but for study groups for parishes. Some of our parishes have already started doing this. They took, for example, Tom Reese's questions and summary, and some parishes have already started sitting down with working through the document with those with that template that Tom Reese came up with. So I'm glad of that. I mean, it shows that there is
a lot of
engagement with the document in the life of the parish. We hope to put that in a folks' way. Also, what we're going to do is have some theological input, because in a synod, theologians should be involved also with it. So as for each of these preparatory commissions, I want to have one theologian involved with that group, and also providing for the general group in the synod kind of homework ahead of time, talks on different aspects of the apostolic exhortation and in preparation for the synod.
Now, are you concerned at all that the process might get out of hand? I mean, how do you see your role? Remember Pope Francis saying, as his synod seemed to get a little rowdy at points, that he said, "Don't worry, I'll have the final word. You know, I'll be the final arbiter of the outcomes here. I am the Pope." Is that sort of the role you foresee for yourself? Because I wonder, do you have any concern that this process could turn out a lot messier than you think it might?
Yes, but that's part of the life of the Church too. You know, because what we're being asked to do in this synod is to wrestle with how do we apply the gospel and the teachings of the Church and the teachings of this apostolic exhortation in the particular life experience we have here in the Diocese of San Diego and family life and all its different manifestations. I believe there will be differences of opinion among those who are delegates, and that there will be discussions on that. I have to say, in talking to other bishops who have had the more general type of synod, they've also said to me that in their synods there were moments for most of them where it looked like it was kind of running away in a certain way, and sometimes a bishop would have to say something at that point, not to cut stuff off, but to try to make a point strongly. But that's just part of the life. You can't have synodality if you're going to say it has to follow a certain straitjacket.
Yeah. So you don't have any foregone conclusions or hopes, specifically?
No. Well, the only foregone conclusion I have is I hope that what will emerge from it is an action plan that's specific enough that is doable in our diocese and in the context of our diocese on each of those five themes that I outlined, which is living out the beauty and realism of marriage, nurturing children, forming inviting culture to young people so that they come into married life in the church, ministering to the divorced and remarried, and then helping enhance the spirituality of family life.
So you don't, you know, there was some criticism that for the size of the, for the ambition of the document, Morris, that once again the focus returned by the media and the general public to the idea of, well, is this just a way of helping divorced and remarried Catholics return to the communion rails? Is there a concern on your part that this synod likewise might get sort of bogged down in that specific issue?
I don't think so, for two reasons. One is in the discussions that we have had so far with various groups, the consultative groups with the priests and the laity, there has been great interest in the wide range of topics. Okay, so in the discussions we've had so far, there's no sign that it's going to get bogged down or focus disproportionately on the question of communion for the divorced and remarried.
Uh-huh.
I do think that will be a neuralgic and probably, you know, emotion-laden discussion when we get to that point. But yeah. And we've structured the sessions going into them so that there are time frames for each set of issues. So, but people have been engaging on all of those sets of issues, because all of them are areas where they're worried about how do we improve marriage and family life? How do we really bring the gospel to bear in an important way here in this place of San Diego and Imperial Counties and try to enrich it? And again, to come to some action plan at the end where for all these five themes, we take some steps. We're not going to solve everything, but we take some steps to achieve each of those goals.
And so is everything on the table? I mean, do you anticipate discussions of people living in unmarried states or same-sex marriage? Will everything be up for discussion?
Well, it depends on everything up for discussion. It isn't a general moment to look at all the issues in the life of the church. It is an effort to deal with these five themes of the apostolic exhortation. Mm-hmm. And so I do think if people brought in topics that are not relevant to the exhortation, that would be problematic. We'd probably have to say that that's not what we're focusing on. But there's enough within those topics that a lot of issues will come up. You know, one of my desires is to make sure we have a broad range of people demographically. We're a very multicultural diocese, but also age-wise, it's important that we have a lot of young adults present. So we get that perspective as part of the decision-making.
Now, as I understand it, there'll be one representative from each parish. Is that
yes.
So how are you going to get the young adult input into this discussion?
I've spoken with the pastors who are going to be selecting the Douglas Reach Parish and expressed a strong desire that some of them be young adults. Also, at the end, the synod will consist of the one representative from each of our 100 parishes, and then I'm going to appoint 20 people. So, but I'm going to wait to do that till I see who all the other appointees are, and I can kind of fill in the gaps if there is some area of the demographics of our diocese that's significant that's not represented there.
Are there issues that you feel are going to be likely to come up in San Diego that are not going to necessarily be priorities if other dioceses decided to conduct their own synods? You know, for instance, is immigration a bigger issue, the pressures of economic issues on family life? You think those are more likely?
Yes,
to
be... the issue of the undocumented. I can't tell you how problematic the issue of marriage and family life is for those who are undocumented, because they can't get married civilly. They're afraid to. And so that's a huge problem. And so, yes, it'll look different in our diocese for that reason. Also, we have in our diocese, for example, there's a long tradition here of a military presence, you know, because of the fleet. The Navy has a big presence here in San Diego. And that brings a whole series of additional challenges and opportunities, you know, in terms of family life.
Yeah.
So there, those would be two that would come to mind that, because of who we are as a diocese, will make a difference.
So in San Diego, if I understand you, to talk about the contemporary pressures on family life, you can't divorce that discussion from the issues of American foreign policy and war making and peacemaking because of your constituency.
I think that's true. Where it really hits on the in terms of the life of the church, I'll give you an example where it hits the military people. We have issues of having your kids in various schools, because you have to move around at different points of the year. You know, it's very disruptive sometimes for family life. Also, marriage preparation. Very often, people who are in the military who are getting married aren't able to do marriage preparation in the normal sense that couples do it, with the two people of the same that are couples coming in for regular sessions, because one's stationed in one place and one's in another. So, in very specific ways, it's going to make a difference because of the presence of so many military who serve the country here.
So that seems suggest that this process might be worth replicating around the country, that every diocese is going to have its own specific issues to work through and specific problems in family life that the church can help better address once they're surfaced and explored a little bit.
I do think there will be differences among dioceses in how this plays out, and that's why the notion of having local diocese grapple with the issues of the apostolic exhortation, to me, makes some sense. So I'm hopeful that that will emerge in the discussions and be reflected.
Bishop McElroy, you made the announcement a couple of days ago about this synod. What's been the reaction so far from the folks in San Diego?
Well, one of the things that has pleased me most is I've received a number of unsolicited emails and letters from people with suggestions on how to do this, who should be included in the delegates, you know, what sorts of questions should be coming up, how the process should, for example, a couple of different people made the point, it's important that this be recognized at every moment during it as a spiritual process.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I'm happy to get all those ideas, partly because some of them have been very good, and also it shows people are beginning to engage with it.
Yeah, and I presume your pastors are going to be promoting this synod through the coming months to the
Yes. It'll take place in October. The preparatory sessions will be in August and September.
So. Great. So it's October 28th and 29th. The Diocese of San Diego will be exploring Amoris Laetitia via a diocesan-wide synod. And I think I believe this is the first I've heard globally to approach the exhortation this way. Have you heard of any other diocese that is doing this?
I'm not aware of any.
So yeah, are you comfortable being the trendsetter for the entire Roman Catholic Church?
Well, I don't know if I will be the trendsetter, but I like to look at new ways of doing things and trying them and see if it works. And so when we go through this experience. Because, again, we were looking for a process in an ongoing way, say every couple of years, to have a substantial engagement of priestly leadership, lay leadership, religious leadership, struggling together along with the theological community on various topics. So I think it seems promising to me, and I hope it will be.
I'll just add what seems like, if it's scary to anyone, that it's a new way of doing things, and you're also kind of recovering an older tradition, aren't you? We're going back to sort of the earliest days of the church.
It is, yes, it is doing that. Yeah, yes, it is. I think, and it comes from the desire to find meaningful structures of lay participation in substantive and profound ways in the life of the church, in terms of the church, of the local church, in terms of agenda setting, in terms of bringing the wisdom of the laity to bear on how we do things, and bringing to us problems that I as a bishop or priest do not see sometimes, you know. So, and that's really how we came into this. We were looking for how do we bring meaningful lay input into important sets of decisions within the life of the governance of the diocese?
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Bishop McElroy. We'll be checking back in with you as this process continues.
Great.
And surely we'll be keeping our eyes on San Diego this coming October 28th and 29th, when the Synod itself convenes.